Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
305 DGS. Bottom of the hour, we'll find out about this snowstorm heading to us tomorrow evening. Tomorrow at 4 p.m., we will do the think tank, and we're going to talk, among other things, about this bill that's been introduced in Missouri, making national headlines, they will pay teachers, reward teachers, and it's $3,000 for learning how to teach more patriotically. Very fascinated about what that means, what it doesn't mean. We have Jack Coder and Kurt Barr, obviously on two different sides of the aisle there. Both have served as legislators in the House and in the aldermanic realm, and that should be very interesting. Kevin Wheeler's mad.
Oh.
He's hot.
I was. I'm a little less now than I was 5 minutes ago.
We got to see it.
Oh, man.
He was pretty mad.
Yeah.
I was really ready to break something. And I am to a degree because, you know, you guys know that, like, the night of our holiday party here at KMOX, I got hit by another driver, Forest Park Parkway, coming up on Van Deventer right before you turn left to go to the Foundry. And obviously, other driver's fault, all that. Still sorting through all of it. My car has still not been to a body shop. And it's not because of anybody doing anything wrong. No body shop had appointments. I mean, we've tried, you know, I talked to a lot of different people, and they're going through my insurance company. They have a lot of their own people, their own recommended, you know, whatever. And by going with one of their shops, they guarantee the work, blah, blah, blah. And after talking to your buddy at
Rob.
Harvest Town, and yeah, talking to Rob, he's explained, like, that's probably your best bet given this circumstance. He gave me great advice. He was awesome. And, you know, basically all these spots are saying, you know, we can't see you for 6 weeks. You can't see us for 6 weeks. So I took the first appointment that I could get with one of those providers that was brought by my insurance company. That's going to be January 30th. The car accident was on December 20th. So to give you an idea, that's how long this is taking. And in the middle of all that, you know, you got rental car insurance coverage. So the rental car has been covered, but it's only covered for 30 days. Well, now if you have an accident, it is so rare to even be able to get in and not just start the work. It hasn't even had the in-person evaluation yet by the repair shop to tell you what exactly is wrong. We've done the virtual estimate. And in the past, you could send out an adjuster and they can do an estimate there, but you don't really know until you get in there, right? And so we're going to be looking at, you know what, 6 weeks between the actual accident and that very first in-person look at the body shop. So, like, the whole system's out of whack, right? Because it used to be 30 days would cover pretty much anything. That would be not only the evaluation, the estimate, but also the repairs. Like, everything would be done in that, but nothing has adapted to adjust for that, for these circumstances in 2 years, right? So I keep getting calls from the insurance company or the rental car company, and they have an agency that works the two of them together because of their agreement. And like, oh, we noticed that your car is not at the shop yet. Is there some kind of, like, yeah, I told you last week, like, I talked to these same people last week, the appointment's not till January 30th, which is why I extended the rental on my own dime, because they won't extend it because, you know, the policy says 30 days. Doesn't matter if the whole process takes more than that, even though I thought the whole point of insurance was to make you whole in the event that somebody else hits you and it's not your fault. But the whole thing is, and what struck me is how the whole system is out of whack, because it's not just my insurance company. I like my insurance. I've been fine with them. My daughter's car 5 years or 4 or 5 years ago got totaled just being parked in front of our house. Some girl hit it, probably texting, hit it and knocked it up on the lawn and totaled it while driving down a neighborhood street. And everything was fast. Everything was smooth. It was easy. So I know that under normal times, things that worked okay, that this whole process was great. This has been going on now for 2+ years, and we've not made up any ground.
Mm-hmm.
We've not made this any easier. We have not adjusted the system to say, oh, yeah, you know what? We know this whole process is now taking 6 to 8 weeks instead of 3 or 4 weeks. Maybe we should adapt to that. And it's like, nope, screw all you guys. You're just going to deal with it yourself. And we're going to hound you on the phone all the time because we don't listen to what you tell us when you are on the phone. And it's like been this whole like day to day process of getting the police report has been a pain in the ass. Like of all the things that should be easy, that should be automatic and easy.
Yeah.
And, you know, this particular thing shouldn't be very complicated. And again, I get it. We just had a story on KMOX last week about it wasn't about body shops, but it's about auto repair shops in general. And they interviewed Greg Damon, who's the host of the KMOX Auto Show. He's one of my best friends. And he's been telling me about this for more than a year now, how they can't get parts all the time. And it takes, you know, he told me about I don't remember the company, but it was maybe a landscaping company had a truck there with them, like not a pickup truck, but like an actual truck. It took 9 months to get the parts that they needed. When do we catch up? When do we get back to something close to normal? Why is it still screwed up?
I waited 3 months for the new engine for the Jeep, and then my dryer went out, and we need a part, and it's going to take 3 months. So I had to buy a new damn dryer. I bought a cheap dryer and put it in the basement because I wouldn't have a dryer for 3 months.
Like, how long does it take to catch up?
I don't think that we do catch up. That's
you think
my
this is just
conspiracy.
The new reality?
Yeah, I think that COVID became an excuse for not every company, but for a lot of companies to just be like, oh, we can cut back on staff and we can just take our sweet time and no one can say anything because we have this built-in excuse.
All I know, and again,
my bills are still due at the same damn time.
I know. And I don't, that's kind of my point is I don't blame any of the body shops.
No.
They're doing what they can do. I mean, like they want to do the work. In fact, the faster they do work, the more work they can do.
Right.
Right. I mean, like, it's not better for them to have everything take 6 or 7 weeks. So I'm not blaming any of them. I am a little bit blaming the insurance industry for not adapting to this and saying, yeah, you know, we know what the coverages say, but why should it be on the rest of us to just take the kick in the face when we have nothing to do with it either? What's the point of even having the insurance coverage if you're going to be out of pocket anyway?
Speaking of COVID, get ready to fight. The powers that be are talking about that they want to make COVID a yearly inoculation like the flu. So that for the foreseeable future, you just know that October, November, December, it's time to go get my flu and COVID vaccine, which I did about 3 weeks ago. I don't know that I have seen anything cause the, and I do get it. I really do. But I haven't seen anything cause the, my team, your team, like vaccines, you know? And look, I'll admit this. I am probably too trusting. Maybe I'm too institutionalized. But when the government said, hey, we have a vaccine, I said, sign me up at CVS. I called my doctor, and my doctor said, yeah, you should take it. But I didn't do my own research because I'm not a scientist.
Because you're
right.
Not a doctor, your research
you're
would
not,
be meaningless.
You're not. This is the thing that drives me crazy. If you're searching stuff online, you are not doing research.
Right.
You're reading. You're watching a YouTube video. Research is done in a lab. Research is done by medical professionals. And it doesn't have to be a medical professional if you're going to hold, if you're going to go out and pull cases and gather information. It's about gathering data and then trying to interpret what the data tells you to the best of your ability. And what you're trying for is the best possible outcome. There is no 100% outcome. Regardless of what you're talking about, something will cause harm to someone. Right? Some people are allergic to penicillin. Penicillin is great for most people. Some people are allergic to a whole bunch of things that other people are not. I don't understand why this concept doesn't get through when it comes to vaccines. You could say, well, there are people that can. Sure they can. But way more are damaged by the illnesses that can be prevented by vaccines.
And
not just COVID, but all of those.
If you're an anti-vax person, when, like, I always say, like, I went to Dr. Stein. He's like, hey, your cholesterol is high. We're going to put you on a couple of statin drugs. If you're an anti-vax person, do you go, I'll get back to you in 6 months after I do my research about this?
I don't know.
Some, I doubt it.
I think some do. I think there are a lot of people that believe that that the medical community, and I'm not, I don't believe this at all. I think this is ludicrous. But there are people that believe that the medical community has been corrupted by the big corporations that run pharmaceuticals, that run the hospital organizations, right? I mean, a lot of this is for profit. And they see that as their source of distrust. See, if there's a problem, we're going to give you medicine because we make money off of your off the medicine that you're doing this. And they see it all as being tied together. And what they don't see, though, is that the people that are telling you the alternative treatments are making the money off of the alternative treatments. They're all right. Tied into those things, too. So that person that's trying to tell you about ivermectin probably has a financial interest in selling you ivermectin. So you're buying into a system that is exactly the one that you say you're rejecting.
Jim has a thought on what's going on with all the supply chain problems and COVID. Jim, go right ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you. You know, your folks are talking about washing machines, dryers, so on and so forth, and even auto glass that you got to buy in St. Louis due to the just the crime and so on and so forth. There's supply. People aren't working, and people aren't working in warehouses in the United States shipping this stuff. And when it does come in overseas, who is sitting on docks months before it even gets to the shipping company that's going to ship it to you? And this is the way it's been going on for almost a year now, and everything's good. It's all fixed, remember? Look at the airlines, the infrastructure bills that have been passed in the past 4 years. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's fixed. No, none of the streets are worse. The airlines are worse. Our infrastructure, electric, all this stuff is outdated. Nothing's being done, and everybody's going along with the plan. Oh, okay, it's being done. Someone else is doing it. Nobody's doing it. Nobody's doing the work anymore. Nobody with a brain that knows what they're doing is running the stuff that's supposed to be run with a brain. And nobody's going to fix it unless people get in line to fix it, to take care of it. And that's just the way it's going to be. We're stuck in this until somebody puts up and shuts up and takes care of business. Quit making excuses. The airlines were given billions and billions of dollars from the government. And nothing has changed. Our trains are terrible.
I say it all the time, Jim. I don't understand it, but I say all the time, like, how did we forget to do everything? Like, not just that, like, the greatest generation, like, oh, if my dad could be reanimated, he'd kick some ass. But even just us, like, 5 years ago, how did we forget to do everything?
Well, it's not so much forgetting about how to do it, is if you get somebody that acts like they know how to do it, you can't get rid of them because, oh, you can't fire me. Well, you're not doing your job. Well, what's that matter? No, you're gone. I will find someone that does it. And now you are put at risk if you stand up and say, no, this is wrong. This is the way it's going to be. If you don't like it, too bad. Then what are you called? You're bully. You're not woke enough. I got feelings. You can't talk to me like that. Shut up and do your job. Yeah, it's that hard.
Yeah, that's a pile of crap. The problem isn't just regular people. The problem is the people that are running businesses. Because the one thing we haven't forgotten is how to give big bonuses to CEOs. And they're all still taking their money, even though their garbage companies aren't fixing anything. If you want to fix something, if you want a job done, pay people enough to make them want to do it. What people are done with is doing garbage jobs for garbage pay. But we still find a way for the airline executives to get their multi-million-dollar yearly bonuses when they're getting handouts from the government. They're getting our money, and they don't take care of their own business. They don't fix their computer things. They're just going to take our money and then take their bonuses out of it. That's not Joe Worker. That's not the average person not doing their job. It's a system that's corrupted so that the people that have power get to keep it. And nobody holds them accountable. Because if our person does it, if the guy that I voted for allows for the government money to go to this business, I'm fine with that, and I'll vote for that person again. But if somebody who voted the other way is out there, they're now the enemy. We need to make sure that the businesses are not using government money just to pay themselves. If you're getting a handout to survive COVID, to come through a crisis, then use it to make your company functional.
So you think the American worker is as
skilled and motivated as ever.
If you took, if the American worker was looking at the same type of jobs that the American worker was looking at 40 or 50 years ago, the job your dad had, and it comes with a pension and great benefits and an hourly pay or an annual pay that allows you to have a house and a car, maybe two cars, have a one income household.
And I know this is a big question, but why do you think that that doesn't exist?
I don't know. There are a lot of explanations that tie into a larger one, but because they have found that you can get people to do things for less. And I mean, we've talked about it recently where you've got companies that are intentionally scheduling people fewer hours so that they don't get overtime pay, or they're giving them a title of manager, even though it doesn't come with any responsibility, doesn't come with any extra benefits, doesn't come with any extra pay. But by having that title, they're not entitled to overtime pay.
Hold on, shave a girl.
But that's just it. I mean, you're hitting it right there. You're saying like, you know, I don't really know why that's the case, but that is the case. That's why we don't have that anymore, is because I lay the blame at the feet of corporate greed. It's they have found out that they can slash to the abs. They are constantly pushing how far they can slash things down and still function as a society, right? And still function as a business. They are cutting as much wages, as much jobs, as much of everything that any outgoing money that they have to pay, they are trying to slash down to maximize profits for themselves, for board members, for whatever, for stock prices, for whatever it is that they're trying to stay afloat.
If you guys have an opinion on this and you'd like Wheeler to tell you you're a big pile of crap.
No, that wasn't the person. That was the thought that was the pile of crap.
314-436-7900-800-925-1120. 324 DGS. Other side of the break, we'll talk to Dave Murray about the snowstorm coming in. So I introduced you guys. I didn't introduce you to it. I'm just saying I was introduced to ChatGPT by George Rosenthal from ThrottleNet. He was standing outside looking at me like a monkey in a zoo, and I brought him in. He explained it to us. I'm looking at Drudge. ChatGPT has passed the medical licensing exam and the bar exam, and the app lets you talk to dead people like Hitler and Epstein, and you're on it and using it now?
I was playing with it. So when you were talking about it last week, I was at home, obviously, but I started playing with it. I finally got in. And was just asking it to do like random things, you know. Like I told it to write an Eminem style rap about the Dave Glover Show. I'm not kidding. I did that last week just to make myself laugh. But it's funny because
what does it do?
It just spits out a bunch of lines, and I can read them to you if you want.
Do they have any relevance to the show?
Not this show, no. It's more like generic radio stuff.
Okay.
It's definitely much more like, because I said in St. Louis, like you gave the Dave Glover Show in St. Louis, and it has, you know, it'll refer to the Midwest and St. Louis and controversial opinions and nonsense. All right, I'll tell you.
You have to wrap it, though.
I'm not going to. Yeah, I'm not going to wrap it. I can't go as fast as Eminem goes. Not without practice, anyway. So it starts off with, listen up, y'all. I got a story to tell about a radio show that's straight out of hell.
All right. ChatGPT knows me.
This old Dave Glover, the man with the mic in his hand, bringing heat to the Midwest. He's got the upper hand. Like, it's that. It's bad. Like, it's not. There's nothing good in it, right?
You should just perform this at DGS Live.
I'll do that for you guys at DGS Live. That'll be my part.
Hand with hand.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is the guy that's
going
to let me talk to Hitler?
This is what I'm saying. Right. This is what I'm saying. Like, people are scared of this? Because, like, it's writing a... I mean, like, it's not even... I mean, like, I wouldn't even call it Eminem style. It just rhymes.
Right.
Like, every rapper rhymes.
Yeah. What else did you ask it?
Let's see. What else did I ask it to do? I asked it to write a poem about the Miami Hurricanes in the style of Edgar Allan Poe. Upon the field of green and orange, the Hurricanes do fiercely rage. Their power, a force both feared and feared. Feared and feared. As they march toward victory, their hearts seared.
Some similarities here.
Yeah, yes.
Well, I mean, it's new.
Right, but I mean, like, people are like, how is this writing a term paper? If this is what I'm getting for a pretty simple request.
I love that Kevin was just sitting on this and wasn't going to tell us about it.
So I've been playing with it, too. I told it to give me a video game pitch for a story about somebody that can resist an alien invasion with their mental capabilities, and it did. It's not good.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
334 DGS and KMOX. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
All right.
Let's have some fun.
Storm warning. Tell us about it.
All right. We are under a winter storm warning, but it's not this evening. It's not tonight. It's not tomorrow. Tomorrow is actually an okay day, though. There'll be a rapid increase in clouds in the afternoon, but 45 degrees. So it's going to take a while Tuesday night to get over to all snow. The temperature has to drop, and I'm only anticipating the temperature going to go back to 32 degrees Tuesday night. So real borderline. Let's look for a mix of rain and wet snow. About 9 o'clock or so Tuesday night should kick over to all snow after midnight. Heavy snow after about 3 a.m., and again, because we're only getting down to 32, any snow we see is going to be heavy and wet. Wednesday, the snow comes to an end about midday. The winds increase, but it's not a blowing snow situation because it's going to be that wet snow, 35 degrees. Snowfall, the heaviest 3 a.m. in the morning, Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, to about 9 a.m. Wednesday morning. Across St. Louis, 4 to 6 inches. Heavier snow to the south. Let's think a line from Farmington to Salem. South of that line, 7 to 9 inches. North, less snow. Troy to Litchfield, about 3 to 4 inches. But general amounts across St. Louis, 4 to 6 inches. It's fairly fast. Doesn't last very long.
Dave, is wet, heavy snow any easier or more difficult for the road crews to take care of?
As for the road crews, it's actually easier because they don't have to worry about an awful lot about ice or anything, but it's harder for the average homeowner to move that snow because a shovelful is going to weigh 50, 60 pounds.
And similarly,
I know you don't do that stuff, but
I actually do. Similarly, will it be easier to melt on Wednesday? Will the temps be, you know, warm enough? Will the sun be out? What are we looking at? Like late? I'll be honest with you. I have a live comedy show Thursday evening, and I'm worried about that.
No, you're going to be okay there. Thursday, the high is probably only about 32, 33, but there's going to be not a lot of sun, Wednesday afternoon, late Wednesday afternoon, Thursday. A lot of clouds around, and we will be below freezing at night. But the road crews should be able to hit this really hard, really fast, and get it out of the way. So I think by Wednesday night, the roads should be in pretty good shape. Thursday, the roads should be in great shape. And as far as snow on the ground, that's going to take a couple of days to melt down, but it will melt down.
Okay. Fair enough. Anything else weather-related you want to talk about?
That's about it.
Good, good.
That's enough, isn't it?
It's plenty for me.
Okay, good.
Plenty for me. Headlines, Rach?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. So in a new Caps-Harris poll, Donald Trump is boasting a 20-point lead over Ron DeSantis when it comes to possible 2024 primary opponents.
Wow.
48% of voters said they'd back the former president in his reelection bid. DeSantis got the support of 28% of voters. No other prospective candidate managed to get double-digit support. Mike Pence, Marco Rubio, Nikki Haley were all less than 10%.
So I'm no political analyst, but it seems to me that DeSantis is playing the, hey, I'm just going to do my thing, anti-woke in Florida, and I'm not even going to talk about the presidential race. I'm not going to talk about Trump, and I'll let him do his own damage and implode. But if you see a poll like this and you're 20 points down, you go, okay, maybe it's time to get in the ring.
No, no, I'm like you. I'm not an analyst in this, but I can't remember if it was, if maybe Hancock or Kelly mentioned this or if I read it somewhere, but the thought that you don't want to go after Trump because you're going after his people if you do, and eventually you want them to vote for you. So if even if it's not 2024, it's 2028 because the President Trump can't hold office beyond four more years. So maybe he's playing the long game. He's a young guy, relatively speaking.
He's 44.
Yeah.
Oh, his kids are really, I don't know if you ever see like pictures of his family. He has really young kids. They're a young family. I think easily I could see him waiting till 2030.
If you were in his spot, how would you play it? Would you go for it now and say, I'm all in, this is a good chance? Or would you say, I'm going to be in, but I don't want to do it in a way that could damage me when Donald Trump can no longer be a part of it?
I find the latter to be a bit cowardly, but I think it's the smart way to lay back, not attack Trump. I think you're being kind of a puss, but I think that's probably the smart thing to do.
And it's probably the least risky.
Yeah.
Right?
So President Joe Biden's public approval rating is close to the lowest of his presidency. A recent poll from last week claims 40% of Americans approve of his performance as president. So he began the year with strong midterm election results. Inflation seemed to be falling a little bit, but then the documents thing happened.
There were more this weekend, right?
Slipping through
from when he was in the Senate.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they're just like hitting the... They're hitting the ceiling in the garage and more documents are falling off.
Random question. Maybe this is ridiculous. It might not even be legal. So all that. Should we be checking on everybody?
Yes.
Should we be like retroactively going back and talking to George W. Bush and Donald, and Barack Obama and Bill Clinton, like the living presidents, and being like, all right, we got a search. But then again, like you have to have a search warrant. You got to have probable cause. But at the very least, we need to be asking this, right? Because it can't just be these two guys.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it could just be these two guys.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Because, you know, like, because we were now finding that this was stuff from, like, in Biden's case, from before he was a president, you know, before he was in the White House, if it was when he was in the Senate. It's not when he was vice president. I mean, so, and he wasn't older then, so it's not like, oopsie, I'm old now. You know, it's, I wonder if more of the people in that circle do that than we know.
So, here's my sort of way of thinking about it. It's as if both Trump and Biden went 90 miles an hour through a neighborhood. And Trump was like, got a Camaro, let's see what it'll do. And Biden was like, I put an onion on my belt, which was the style of the day. I think Trump did it mostly on purpose. I think Biden did it because he's a bumbling fool. But at the end of the day, you're both going 90 miles an hour through a school zone, and it kind of doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter why.
It doesn't matter whether I understand intent. I understand, what am I looking for? What's the term of art? Basically blocking the legal process. I get all that. But even as like someone who detests Donald Trump, at some point you just go, for the love of God,
I mean,
you're doing the same thing.
You're doing the same damn thing.
Yeah.
And he said, Biden is such a terrible communicator. When I understood, I think, what he thought he meant when he said, I have no regrets. I think he thought that he meant my handling of this since the documents were discovered. But how dumb are you? Like, you know what people are going to say when you say,
I have no regrets.
Like, you don't have no regrets?
Do it again.
Like, you're wiping you're wiping the ketchup off your face with classified documents.
Is it the same ketchup that got thrown on the wall?
God. And here's my thing. First, do no harm. Don't make us look stupid to the rest of the world. And you are. You both are.
All right, moving on from politics. How many people in this room feel prepared to perform CPR if needed? Raise your hand.
I could fake it. I've been trained, but it's been a long time.
Dave, you can do it?
So yeah, we've got three out of the five people we're talking to.
I think I know the basics, but it's been a long time since I did any training on it. I was probably in high school.
Same.
Yeah.
A new poll from the American College of Emergency Physicians and Morning Consult says that almost half of U.S. adults don't feel prepared to perform CPR if needed.
Something else I'm certain of is it's changed since I was trained, because it was like, you know, do three compressions, then a breath, or five, then a breath. And the last time I saw it, it was completely different.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, I raised my hand, but, like, I'm not the first rounder, right? Like, I should only be called upon to do it if no one else is available to do it.
Just curious.
Andrew, get over here. There's nobody else.
I don't have numbers on this, but does everyone – I know Dave knows how to do the Heimlich maneuver, but do you guys feel, confident that you'd be able
more
to?
More in that than CPR, for
I've
sure.
I've done it a few times successfully.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep, me too.
I have never had that come up in my presence.
Right.
I think I've told this story that I did it in Hawaii to a relatively new friend and saved his life. And we are now the best friends ever.
That's cool.
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
What was he choking on?
A duck.
A whole duck?
A piece of duck. And that's so lovingly, we call him Choking Duck now.
That's such a guy thing. Let's take the worst thing in your life and make it your nickname.
Yeah. A really long nickname.
I like it, though. Does that make you Crouching Tiger or something? Like you guys are Crouching Tiger and Choking Duck?
And Nickelback is coming to St. Louis in 2023.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tickets go on sale Friday. The show is Thursday, August 3rd at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. I was thinking about Nickelback whenever I read this news, and I thought of their song Rockstar. And they contradict themselves in the song, because at one point they say something about ordering a quesadilla, but then they also say, we're all going to stay skinny because we just won't eat. And I'm like, all right, are you going to eat the quesadilla or not? Is that
so
the
that's
same
your problem
song? That's my major problem with them today.
Mm. I got to tell you something. I'm not a Nickelback fan, but I think that they were just randomly chosen to get whipped.
I agree.
There are 20 successful bands that sound exactly like everybody, and they're just like, hey, let's crap on these guys.
I think they don't care at all. I read an interview recently. I forget what the lead singer's name is.
Chad Kroeger.
Chad Kroeger.
He was like, we don't care. Every time we do a photo shoot, we are goofing around. We are not being serious. Like, the fact that you guys have fun with it makes us happy. So it's kind of cool, I guess.
Kevin is holding back.
I don't acknowledge their existence.
He's like, it's like you didn't say anything. No,
I don't know what you guys, there's just silence in the room. It's weird.
But Kevin, like, they are like so, in my mind at least, they are adjacent to your music.
Oh,
right?
Oh,
they
are.
Oh, boy.
Now you've done it.
They are a gentle high five away from Slipknot in my mind.
Angry. Oh, no. No. That's all I have to say about that.
No.
It's ophthalmology. Associates.
352 DGS. Skip Weber's going to be here in a few minutes. Going to do the Sweet 16. I really like this one. It's the Sweet 16 of things that we've learned in our life. Just basic wisdom, like, hey, kids, this is true. There's one thing I've learned. Alec Baldwin and his wife are just straight up crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
I mean, if I shot someone to death, even under those circumstances, if I had a gun that fired a bullet into a human who died, if I do anything for the next couple years, it's like baking pies for people, right? I mean, I am laying low, and this idiot is out there begging people to follow his wife on Instagram, and she's out there being fake Spanish again. And then this last night, they posted a photo of their 4 or 5 year old little boy giving Hilaria a back rub. Okay. And then Alec captioned it with something to the effect of, oh, the old, it's just going to be a back rub ploy. And people are like, first of all, it's a child. Second of all, it's your child. What the hell is wrong with you? And then he changed it. I didn't give you guys the update. He changed it to, oh, he's using the old, it's only a back rub ploy. Potato chips on the way. Like, you people are freaks. What is wrong with you?
Potato chips on the way.
Meaning,
like, he's going to get chips.
Meaning that's
yeah,
why
like the classic is, I'm going to give you a back rub, and it turns into sex.
Seducing
and
his wife.
And so his thing is like, oh, he's using the old back rub ploy. He just wants a snack. God.
Normal way to talk about children.
Wait. Hold on. She's not Spanish? She's not Hispanic?
She's not, no. It was uncovered a couple of years ago that she's a white lady from Boston, but she spent a lot of time in Spain, but she basically speaks with a Spanish accent and would lead you
to
believe
really?
That she is from Spain.
Why would you do that?
Because she's insane.
Oh, wait, that's not even her real name.
No. Yeah,
it's hilarious, but she has a Boston accent.
Her real name is Hillary. What?
You want to hear her speaking in her Spanish accent?
I'm just learning. Everybody else is like, duh, Wheeler.
So they are super weird, Dave. They're going through all this stuff. You know, Alex has just been, I always forget if it's Alec or Alex.
Alec.
He's just been charged, and she went out, I guess it was yesterday morning or Friday morning or something, got a coffee where there were a bunch of paparazzi. I would probably use my expensive espresso. Right. You know, they've got a way to make coffee at home. And then she comes back out with her kids and says this to the paparazzi.
I want you guys to realize that we have 7 kids. And you being here to escort them to school and to be there when they come home is not good. So on a human level, you guys know I'm not going to say anything to you. You know
so
that.
You can hear her doing the fake
Alec
accent.
Evidently was already like 3 kids in with her when he found out she wasn't straight up Spanish. Like, he didn't know any of this.
The best part is the video. I wish we would have pulled the how you say cucumber video because it's so
good.
Can you
find it, Andrew?
Yeah, I can find it.
She's doing
a television show, like Drew Barrymore show.
And she's like, hand me the how you say cucumber. It's so ridiculous. Yeah. It's like you are a white American woman. Oh, my gosh. You know how to say cucumber.
It sounds like a bad impression of like Rosie Perez.
Yeah.
What do you
do? Pretty offensive. What? Yeah.
Get you a lot of back rubs from your children, though. So,
cucumbers on the way.
This is—I don't get this at all. I don't understand. Why would you pretend? Are you trying to make yourself an actor? Are you trying to prove that you can?
She's just trying to be more interesting.
Oh,
well, okay. She is. Mission accomplished.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly! parts.